Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, baby. It is going down super spankalicious good, honey. And listen, you know it's French Toast Friday. You know it's Catfish Friday. It is frying up all around here, my darlings. Broadcasting live from the Windy City. Yeah, baby, it's still cloudy. It's cloudy out, about 37 degrees. It is March 3rd, 2023, 2:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say all up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it on up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. Natural Vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and Natural Coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Shakalaka, Shakalaka, Shakalaka. Boom, boom, yeah. He's the hardest working retired man I ever did. See, I'm telling you, that man can work so hard. He just don't know what to do with himself. You know what? I saw him last week walking down the street pushing a barrel. Y'all remember them barrels these people used to push in the old days? Some apple barrels. Well, he had one of those pushing it down the street, but he had no apples in it, honey. He had some Gumba Rum bottles. Talking about he could pass out free samples of Gumba Rum. Yes, he was, honey. He should have had some apples in there, some oranges, some pineapples, and some watermelon. I'm telling you, he really should have. I've been telling that man to get some different flavors of Gumba Rum, and he still ain't got nothing but two flavors, nothing but coconut and vanilla. So I don't know what's the matter with that man. So listen, I got some really, really, really super bad music on today. But before I get into the music, I want you to do this. While you're on Facebook, use keyword Fierce Female. And when the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. And I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Come on, come on, come on, come on, engineer. Work with me. Yes, my darlings, your music is being heard all over the world. I got some super bad music. It is spankalicious, honey. It is saucy and all of that. Listen, it reminds me of those potato chips. Y'all remember them salt and vinegar potato chips or them salt and sour? Listen, I remember when I was growing up, I used to love me some salt and sour potato chips and some salt and vinegar. You remember how good and crunchy they was? They were just sour and they would just go down all good. Well, honey, the music I got today is way better than that. Honey, let me tell you something. Independent artist Jake Cat and independent artist Pet One and Israel the Poet got some music from all these fabulous artists on today, honey. We're going to get on down and jam with it, my darlings. They know what to do all up in here. Coming up first is the artist project is Jake Cat just released an album called Online Therapy. I like that, online therapy, online therapy, because, listen, it catches everybody's attention. I think it does, online therapy. So it's a narrative album about his journey through identity, cognitive dissonances, and self-worth. Now, listen up in here. He is delivering the right album at the right time. You know what? For the right reason. You hear what I'm saying up in here? Because you know what? The universe is oppressive. let me tell you something. Oh, God, I don't mean to get into a lesson like that, but let me tell you something. There is a lot of people that's going through, of course, heaviness, anxiety, oppression, depression. And if you're not sure what oppression is when you're being oppressed by something, where your circumstance or whatever you're going through, maybe your economic situation is oppressing you, and you're feeling down because you are oppressed by something, a situation, or whatever your situation could be. And that brings in anxiety and depression. So really, actually, I know this is not a class on spirituality, but listen, let me tell you this. Those three things are linked together. A lot of times when you are oppressed, it brings in anxiety and depression, right? So if you deal with oppression first, it will alleviate the anxiety and depression in most cases. So listen, okay, that's that. I gave you that for free, okay? And I was talking about that because his album, Online Therapy, and he has a song called Blossom. Listen, let me tell you something. And when you become set free, and I like to use the term delivered because I came up in the Church of God in Christ, blah, 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 and we use the term delivered. Delivered means you are being set free from something. When you're being set free, you should blossom. You will blossom because you're free from whatever was holding you down, from whatever was holding you back to truly keep you from really stepping into what you're meant to be doing. So listen, this song, Blossom, I am loving the name of this song, Blossom. He says it's an inner conversation. Wrestling with some of those heavy thoughts. You hear me up in here? With some of the heavy thoughts he wrote during the pandemic. The first time he got COVID, he was dealing with the added isolation. The song has lots of cinematic elements captured between delicate piano, longing strings, and a tired voiceover to a punchy drop with heavy sidechain and impactment drums. So the music captures that fight we need to overcome our fears and our hurts. And you know what? This music is really time. So let's dig into it. Let's get into it. This is Blossom. Check this out. Wow. Wow. You guys know what? That song Blossom really digs into your soul. It digs into your soul really deeply. And I think that his album entitled Online Therapy is really deeper than maybe what he realizes. I was sitting here listening to the song, and there can be a lot connected with online therapy. Listen, you guys know I always talk about millionaire music, but in this case, what the Project J-Cat has is deeper and more meaningful than millionaire music, because he's dealing with a lot of issues that, you know what, in some way, form, or fashion, we all have dealt with as human beings. You hear what I'm saying? And it's coming up in my mind. I got two things I want to say, then I'm going to move on to independent artist Israel the Poet. I was listening to Mary J. Blige, her first show that debuted at the Wind Down, and at the end of the segment, the end of the episode, one of the guests was saying that she wants to be really happy. She's not happy, and she began to cry, and so I was like, you know, it just really hit me that, you know, it doesn't matter. People a lot of times connect what you have or status with happiness, and that ain't it, baby, my darlings. That ain't it by a long shot. It's not it. And so listen, and the reason why I'm bringing that up, and another thing I want to say is to J-Cat and his project, is The Waiting Room. I was listening to the song Blossom and his self-titled album called Online Therapy. Listen, you got something bigger than what you realize, and the reason I've mentioned The Waiting Room, The Waiting Room is a whole another different project, and if you want, I can dig into that with you if you like, and because you got something way deeper that you can offer. You got something of value. You have something of worth that you are offering people who are listening, and the song Blossom digs into our hearts. It digs into our spirit. You hear what I'm saying? And The Waiting Room is this. The Waiting Room is this. It's a project. When I say The Waiting Room, it's a project that's in the waiting for you if you want to pick it up and go forward with that torch. Now, listen, The Waiting Room is something that we all do. We all go through, because when we're waiting we wait. While we're healing, while we're processing, we are in God's waiting room. We're waiting to be delivered from whatever it is that is holding us back or holding us down. It's the waiting room, my darlings. And so, listen, how do you get through the waiting room? What do you do while you're in the waiting room? My gosh. So listen, y'all guys know I'm a licensed life coach, yada, yada, yada. And so listen, I'm saying all of that for independent artist J-Cat. So there's another stem that's attached to online therapy, and it is The Waiting Room, if you will. And I'm sure, J-Cat, listen, I'm sure that you've had to figure out what to do while you were waiting, while you were in isolation. You got to figure out what to do to keep yourself, you know, from going nuts, bananas while you're in isolation, while you're isolated, The Waiting Room. So there's something else that's valuable that you can deliver to different individuals, because a lot of people, of course, has experienced that. And we experience, I always say that we're connected. You know, we're all connected in one way or another. So listen, I got some more music that's coming up. It's called Strongest. How about that? The next song that's coming up is called Strongest by independent artist Israel the Poet. Listen, and this is good stuff. He is a gospel hip-hop artist who fearfully writes all his songs putting God first. Well, let me tell you something. While we're in the waiting room, we're learning how to put God first, even if you are a Christian. Sometimes during this journey, sometimes people have a tendency, we really do, sometimes some things take precedence over God. Come on now, be honest. Sometimes things take precedence over God, and you put things first, and then you'd be like, well, you get to God second, third, or when you run into a problem, be like, oh, God, help me, help me, help me, help me. So listen, he puts God first. He authentically loves Jesus and not afraid to say that the mighty name of Jesus in his music. And that's a wonderful thing. It's a beautiful thing, because guess what? The name of Jesus is a powerful name. The name of Jesus is the name that breaks strongholds. And listen, while you're in that waiting room, you got to be calling on the name of Jesus. Because guess what? At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that what? Jesus Christ is Lord. So listen, whether you believe or not, guess what? In the end, every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to have to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. My gosh. So listen, get it together. So listen, let me tell you something. Israel the Poet got some strong stuff up in here. The name of the song is called Strongest. Take a listen to this.
Daddy. you're strong, your biceps are monstrous. You're the strongest, leave the strongest amongst them. So who's the strongest, this plan's humongous. Who's flawless, who will be titled the longest?
Son, I'm strong, I'm powerful, but I'll be honest, I'm not the strongest, and not a shame on this. Let's ask Iron, Iron, are you the strongest? Iron replied, I'm not, and that's obvious. Though I can build buildings and strengthen objects, fire is strongest, a much better prospect. When I go through it, I melt into fluid.
Yeah, fire is the strongest, it's undisputed.
Not so fast, son, this is not concluded. Fire, are you the strongest? Fire replied, it is nonsense. Use common sense, so my smallest can burn the forest. Water can kill my conquest. Who's flawless? Who hold the title the longest? Remember, fire told us water is the strongest. Water replied, it's not true, the sun is. Though I can put out fire with a strong fist, so bring a mighty flood with a flow that's pompous. I can dry out into vapors when I'm sun-kissed.
Daddy, I don't know about this, but here southeast, the sun just got blocked out with a cloud.
The sun spoke, said I'm proud of this kid, it's bright with his focus, right? The cloud has power to block out my light. No shit on my shine, it turned dead at night.
The clouds reply, it's false, the wind has all the might. But the wind blows, I'm blown side to side, the end of place is the size. I can't even see the wind, but when it comes, it takes me for a ride.
Look at the dust fly as the wind glide high in the sky and defies gravity in the perfect rhapsody like a true champion until it got cut in half by a mountain. Astounding, until men start chipping away at the mountain using heavy machinery pounding the grounding, but a man can escape death. Except for one king who conquered death, the son of the blessed, every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father, his name is above every name, every power. He's above every principality, my high power. Woo, Jesus Christ is the strongest. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus, she would say, call on him. call on him. Call on him. And we would stand there and we would call on the name of Jesus. I know some people don't know anything about this, but we would. We would stand there with our hands raised and we're praising God. We got our hands up and we're saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And you know what would happen? The power of God would come into that church like never before. And I'm telling you, it was something up in there. If you had something wrong in your body, you left that place whole, and whatever you were ailing from, it was gone. I am telling you. And so listen, I can't get into all of that, but listen, it is the best thing ever. It is the best thing ever. It's the best slice of pound cake you ever have, calling on the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now listen, I got some more music that's coming up from independent artists. His name is Pet One, Pet One, and the song is called Eject, Eject. You're going to love it. I'm pretty much out of time, but listen, I got some more hot music all day today. This one is called Eject, yes, E-J-E-C-T. I want you guys to check this out. It is phenomenal, and it is awesome. Take a listen to this. Once again, the name of the song is Eject. E-J-E-C-T. I want you to check it out. I listened to it earlier. I said, oh, this is phenomenal. Great music. So we're going to have a blast over time on this Friday, and we are going to get on jam with it all day today. All great music. So I want you to join on this Friday. It's going to be a great weekend. It is a musical salute to all of these fantastic artists. Do you hear what I'm saying up here? So listen, it's not going to be EJ. It's going to be opening night, because guess what? It is opening night. It's the opening day for what? For something greater. For everybody that's listening in right now, check this out. Opening a night.
Take all the
All right. That was opening night. Independent artist Pat One. And he's out of Finland. Listen, this song is awesome. I got a whole lot to say about Pat One and opening night. Listen, let me tell you something. You know, I'm all about the creativity. And you know something? That song kind of makes me think about, I don't know why. You remember the days of drive-ins, which I'm pretty sure that's a thing of the past. You can't find many drive-in movies, you know. But listen, at the drive-in, you know, you had so much fun. At least I did. You had so much fun at the drive-in movies. It was excellent. It was phenomenal. Some people watched movies sitting on top of the car, whatever. But listen, opening night, you know, a video would be so awesome and so wonderful where it's opening up. The video opens up at a drive-in, right? And everyone is having a great time. They're sitting there watching the movie, and guess what happens? The people begin to take their focus off of the movie and onto the music, and you have whatever you're going to implement within the music video, maybe a little dancing, whatever you're going to do. So listen, that's the opening thing. Now listen, I gave that to you. You can take it and run with it. So listen, I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. But guess what? I'll be back later on today to do it all over again.
In the special words of Don Kaneez, the man that made so train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and food.